Hi, you are listening to Meditation Jam with Maria René, and this is a pod with Igniting Energy Meditations, designed to connect you with your own beautiful inner wisdom that I like to call your pure heart. That infinite, wise part of you that is connecting to all, but also comes with its own journey, its own challenges. And when we connect to this pure heart energy through the igniting meditations, it bypasses all these and goes straight to your core, so that you can open up and hear, feel, accept, and have fun with your beautiful self. And I see the energy as a key that unlocks parts of us. And I will also invite guests to speak about their work, experiences, journeys, and listen to their wisdom. So before we start, I would also like to just put out a little warning that please don't be driving while listening to the meditation or doing something that demands your full attention, because I know that for some this energy can put you into a deep relaxation, almost like sleep. So please no driving. Okay, so warm welcome and let's start this meditation jam. So warm welcome to today's energy meditation, and today we are going to connect to a beautiful energy that is all about expanding our awareness of the magic in the world, the beauty in the world, and our part of it. And I hope you will enjoy it. Please get seated, comfortable, close your eyes, and let's do some meditation jam. And we start by taking a few deep breaths. Then imagine that where you are, sitting or lying down, that there is a pillar of red healing earth energy. And it's coming from Mother Earth, going up through you, around you, covering your body inside and out, and continuing up and out into the sky and the universe. And we now have this red healing earth energy keeping us grounded on this journey. Then imagine that there is a similar pillar of divine bright light universal energy that is coming from above, and it's going down through you, around you, covering your body inside and out, and continuing down into Mother Earth. And we now have this universal energy keeping us balanced on this journey. And we take another deep breath. Then imagine that you are in a beautiful place. It could be inside, outside, a place you know, or whatever comes up to you right now, but it's a beautiful space where you feel comfortable, relaxed. And the beauty that is all around you, it's filling your body, your mind, your spirit, like a fuel of energy, raising your vibration, and just making you feel light and peaceful. And if you can't see anything, then ask your energy to take you to a spot where you feel light and peaceful. And then just trust that that is where you are. And in this space, with all the beauty around you, you might feel a sense of gratitude for being here, experiencing this beauty, and being part of it, completing the picture with your presence. It wouldn't be the same if you were not here right now. It would be another beautiful picture, but not this one. So if you like, you can sense your presence as being part of this in a profound and anchoring way. Knowing that your presence is a part of all this that is around you, no more, no less. I just allow the energy of oneness to move through you, maybe feeling the connection to everything around you. And then with your next breath, just imagine how you are breathing in a bright, clear light, like an essence from this space or place. As it moves through your body, it is awakening, activating, readjusting, anything that is not aligned or awake in its path. For you to appreciate what is around you, within you, and see it with clear, bright eyes, senses, and be aware of the magic that is going on all around you, within you, without you having to do anything other than be you, be aware, and breathe. This beautiful light that you are inhaling maybe it starts to expand in your body, outside of your body, into the room where you are or the space where you are. Just allow it to expand as far out as you feel comfortable. Maybe send it to your future, your past. Knowing that the energy is timeless, can travel beyond our mind, our structures, beliefs, and let's just stay in this expanding light a little bit longer for it to settle into your day, awaken you to the beauty of the world, the magic of the world. And the feeling of being one with it all, being part of it. Without doing anything other than exist. Being yourself. And if there is any part of your life where you would like to feel this connection deeper, clearer, then add that part into this light here and now and let it transform in its own time and pace. We take another deep breath. And if you like, you can set your intention to keep this going throughout your day, night. And you can come back and reconnect as often as you like. And we start to come fully back into our body, to the space where you started. Start to move your hands, your feet, your neck. Maybe clap your hands and stamp your feet. Do a little dance. And I thank you for listening and have a beautiful day or night. Satnam. So warm welcome back from that, I felt, quick journey. And I had that sense before I started that this will not be a long journey. And once I start connecting to the energy and channel, I have no control over the length of time or anything. But it felt like it was a shorter journey, but still there was so much happening. And I hope you felt this energy of like the beauty of being one with it all. The beauty of yourself, the beauty of the world, the beauty of being connected and awake. And when we are connected and awake and see this with gratitude, then that is when life also starts to become magical. Or that I felt that was the message today from this energy, that when we have that deep connection and we look with those eyes that see the beauty around us and aware, not just passing it because we are stressed or upset or whatever it might be, but actually noticing it and feeling our presence in it as a present that is completing the picture. Wherever you are, your presence is completing the beauty of the picture of where you are, if that makes sense. And to acknowledge that we are an important part of this major energetic puzzle and not diminish our part. And it's not like we are winning or being better or having to strive to make it as bright as possible, but it's about us just being us. And when we are ourselves from our heart, stepping aside from the ego, from the mind's old beliefs, fears, layers that can put on so many roadblocks, when we step beyond that and follow our pure heart, our purpose, then we step into this beautiful picture. And a beautiful picture, there could still be things we have to work with. We might still, difficulties might still show up. It's not about it being all easy peasy, but more about being aware of it and moving through with this really strong energy of being one with the world. And as you are being one with the world, also accepting and appreciating the oneness as well as the beauty around us. I feel I have to, after this, I have to journal a bit about this. I feel it's a subject that we might get deeper into in the coming meditations. I'm not sure, but I just feel like today we were opening the door to this subject and scratching the surface of our part in the magic of life and our part as a comfortable and natural part, not something that, oh, I have to meditate for 3 hours or do yoga for 3 hours or become a vegetarian. It's not that kind of part, but just that natural, already existing part of us that is connecting to all, to unlock the things that's held it back. So today I felt we were opening that door slightly to probably move further into it in another meditation further down. But still, this energy was so light and I felt started something that I'm really curious to see how it will expand. And so if you like, be observant in the coming days, weeks of your view of your surrounding, of yourself and your part of it, and the magic that nature shows us every day. It's and the world and synchronicities, it's all around us. But sometimes we get so stuck in our heads that we forgot to notice it, and or we get stressed or thrown into activities or situations where our mind is just going that downward spiral that is not expanding, but just going down into a place where we start to get stuck instead of opening up our senses, opening up and awakening our awareness of our part in the world and the beauty and the magic that is all around it. So yeah, very cozy and lovely energy. And as always, if you don't see anything, get anything, it doesn't matter. Just by you being here, the work has started and the channel is open. So I'm so grateful that you are here and bringing your part to this. Because when you are expanding your energy, opening the channels, then you automatically expand the energy further out and yeah, go heart revolution and awakening. Beautiful. So thank you all so much. So if you're listening to this as it's being released, it's April 2024 and I have one more live event at Insight Timer. It's free and I will be talking about fear of failure and making mistakes and how that can stop us in life and some tools to release it. I know from my own experience how it stops in certain parts of life and what I have done to move through it. And then when May comes, there will be four more live events at Insight Timers. There will be, I think, another Pure Heart Ignition, and there will also be three more talks, or if it's one moon, or probably one moon meditation as well. So you have the dates and times on my webpage, and I also post it on my social media. And of course, if you follow me in Insight Timer, you will have it there as well to sign up for free and be reminded when it's time. And as always, if you like to go deeper with your own journey, then you have my coach programs on my webpage. And it's all about igniting your life force and activating your purpose so that you can move into a more joyful way of life. Because when we are connected to our purpose and we have our life force going, then life shifts. That's when we step into this beautiful view of the world where we can face challenges in a whole new way and we don't fret the small stuff and we can start to see that we don't have to make life so difficult. So it's about stepping away from our mind and into our heart and allowing that beautiful energy that moves through us all and is connected to all, to actually come forth and show us the way in a more joyful way of life. So you have that on my webpage, and you also have my Pure Heart members portal, where every month I put out the monthly energy, every week you have an energy update and more. So I'm just so happy and grateful that you are here listening to this, and I hope that you will start to see the shift from this beautiful energy we connected to today. And thank you for listening. Satnam. You have been listening to Meditation Jam with Maria Rinne, and I am so grateful that you have joined today with your energy. If you liked it, please remember to subscribe, hit the like button and leave a review if there was something specific that you enjoyed. And you will find more links in the text below from my guests and also to my social media if you like to follow me there. So thank you again for joining, and I hope you have a beautiful day, week and month. Satnam.